got Civil Air Patrol, and I'm not sure, do we have any of the ROTC this year, can you remember?
I've not heard from any of the ROTC, and I'm not quite
certain. The main thing they were involved with was parking anyway, and the Chamber of Commerce was running all that side.
Now, you mentioned Civil Air Patrol. Do you have the Georgetown Civil Air Patrol, or do you have the Dover Civil Air Patrol?
It's the Georgetown group, I believe.
So are you stealing?
What's
my,
that?
Are you stealing my Civil Air Patrol from my post, or are you stealing?
No. I'm talking about the Civil Air Patrol that's going to be involved with Wings and Wheels.
That's what I'm talking about, because they're the ones that I use for the ground movement.
Yes.
Are you talking about using them for ground movement, or are you talking about using them for something
I'm
else?
I'm talking about using them for whatever you put them to do it.
Okay, roger that. All right.
Okay.
Good. I thought you were taking some of mine.
No, sir. Don't get so defensive.
I got my list in my pocket. I just got it.
No, I know better than to depend on the Dover group.
All right.
Otherwise, you know, I just need to get together and go over a few things on the final plans. Jim, if you have any questions at this point, I never was able to get into you last week.
No, just the safety plan is the last thing. Plus insurance, you know, that usually shows up with the airplane.
Well, the additional insured, yeah. Of course, the only airplanes we'll have this year, as far as the ride stuff, you're already additional insured. The airport and all is already on mine since we're based here. But steerman, the helicopter, I'm still not absolutely, I've not got it confirmed on the T6 for the RAS operator, but the PT-19 out of Norfolk is not going to be able to come. He's in Germany visiting family. So we'll just have the helicopter, the T6, the steerman, and the B-25. But we got a group of T-28s all coming, instead of just the one or two T-28s to play. We'll have four or five of them.
And the Naval Academy parachute team, and they were still trying to figure out what airplane they were bringing, but it could be the C-23, the Sherpa, the shorts, which is going to take up a little bit of room. So
we'll have plenty of room down in the, you know, same area we've kept in the past. There'll be plenty of room for them down there. I mean, even if they bring the Ark of Friendship, like the Golden Aichis, there'll still even be room for that.
Have we heard anything about how many vendors, food vendors? I mean, is that all taken care of by Chamber?
That's all the Chamber's in stuff. I don't. What goes on outside the fence is really Linda's doings.
Okay.
We sort of use the fence as the dividing line between what the Chamber handles and what we handle.
I was at a Chamber function at lunch, and he even announced the flower bombing concept, and not everybody went, so I think you're okay. And also I talked to Karen Duffield, who said everything looked like it was doing fine, because she also commented that they had gotten support from the council Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That they had been presented with a check from council this week.
Well, we, ironically, that same day at Easton, there is a large formation fly-in gathering. Actually, that's the last day of their event. And they're doing rubber chicken drops. So the airport manager has got an old pickup truck he drags out, and they try to ring the back of his pickup truck with rubber chickens. But we're not going to quite do that, but we have invited them. If they'd like, we'll send somebody over there to brief them and maybe have a group of them come over and join in our festivities. And we have, actually, I just picked up at the trophy shop today, gold, silver, and bronze medals for the World Championship, first, second, third place, and as well as we have gold, silver, bronze, and black. The black is the blind bomber, the one that hits the furthest away. And John, you won that one year. 2 years. I mean, bombing for 200
that's
foot.
That's spot landing, though.
Well, yeah, he won the spot landing, but we bombed it for 200 foot, and you missed a target about what was around a mile?
2 miles.
2 miles?
I was in dive bombers, too.
Yeah, World War II, you flew dive bombers. You know that.
That shows you how good we were. We did hit some, though.
We went at Midway, then.
I wasn't at Midway. I was in the Marianas.
Now, I've heard more local conversation this year than I've heard, I think, in the past with the local.